this time of year, it's very overwhelming for me as a priest, just because there's so many big liturgies back to back, Thursday, Friday, the vigil today. When I was trying to think of the homily for today, I was at prayer and just like, Lord, I don't even know. There's just so many readings, so many things to say. And he's like, don't be afraid. I was like, okay, cool. Don't be afraid. But, you know, I need to do this homily, you know? And he's like, don't be afraid. I'm like, yes, Lord. Okay, I got you. Don't be afraid. But, okay, we still got to do this, right? He's like, Anthony, do not be afraid. It's funny, because last night I hadn't even read the gospel before it was proclaimed. Twice in the gospel it says, what? Do not be afraid. First, the angel. Now, the description of that is amazing, don't you think? You know, oh, there was an earthquake, and, you know, then an angel descended from heaven and, like, rolled the stone away and then, like, sat on it, and all of the soldiers, like, boom, fell as if they were dead. Pretty spectacular. And it's funny because I don't know if they intend it in the translation, but it says, the angel replied to the women, do not be afraid. What does that mean? It means the women had spoken. What do you think they said in seeing all of that, right? I'm sure that was just, you know, expressions of, yeah, fear, right? Screams, maybe. And the angel replied to them, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. My brothers and sisters, that is what I hear the Lord desiring for you to hear today. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, because he has conquered death. Who are the two biggest enemies of humanity? And it's not two that you will see in the news. The biggest enemies of humanity are sin and death. Today we celebrate the victory of Jesus over sin and death. Today is V-Day, Victory Day. The war is over. Jesus is victorious. He has conquered sin and death. Do not be afraid. When we live life, we experience a lot of things that causes us to fear. But my brothers and sisters, we are not to be afraid. Now when I say don't be afraid, I'm not telling a stranger on the street, not be afraid. I'm speaking to the church. I'm speaking to those who know the gospel message of Jesus Christ. That Jesus, these paintings, these are brand new. If you haven't been here in a while, they unveiled them last night. I've been talking about them for a long time. This one here, eventually a statue of Joseph will come down. This will be mounted up. Those will be attached. And then Gabriel will be put up on top. So it'll look like the windows, right? Angel on the top. This one here depicts Jesus on the eighth day. He's a little big, but he's cute, right? Eighth day, he is brought to be circumcised. He enters into the covenant of Abraham and the circumcision of his flesh. He begins his passion. Here, he takes our flesh, he takes it here, and all the people, they're supposed to look ghostly, because what it's supposed to be is all of the genealogy of Jesus, all of his ancestors that have been waiting for this moment in which the Word of God would take flesh and dwell amongst us and begin redemption. By his stripes we were healed. It begins here, my brothers and sisters. Joseph presenting him, giving him the name Jesus. Why do we choose that scene? Because we are holy name of Jesus perish. This is the event, this is the moment in which the holy name of Jesus was given to him. Just as the angel Gabriel had asked Mary, and the angel that appeared to Joseph in his dream told him, you will name him Jesus. We are not to be afraid. My brothers and sisters, we are not to be afraid. St. Paul, one of his letters, he speaks about it. He goes, what are we supposed to be afraid of? wars, famine, sickness, disease, persecution. In all of these things, we are conquerors in Jesus Christ. Because death has no more power over us. It is interesting because the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles, right? They're talking about proclaiming the gospel. They're talking about going in front of kings and high priests and Caesars and speaking the good news and proclaiming the gospel. Does it take courage to do that? Yes, it does. Does it take faith in Jesus Christ to do that? Yes, it does. But you know what, my brothers and sisters? To truly live how you were created to live, in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God, who are made in the image and likeness of love itself, it takes courage to live. Just to live the way that you were supposed to live. You as a human being are made in the image and likeness of God, and God is love. What is love? Is it February 14th? Is it a Hallmark card? Is it a stuffed teddy bear? Not defined by the church, not defined by Jesus. If you're here on Good Friday, you would have seen how he defined love. There is no greater love than this, than to pour out oneself, to lay down one's life for one's friends. On Holy Thursday night, he washes his disciples' feet. He shows them that service, the giving of myself, is love. He broke the bread. He shared the cup. Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body broken for you. This is my blood poured out for you. This is love. You are made in the image and likeness of love, my brothers and sisters. To live, to be this, requires courage. Why? Because if we love correctly, rightly, it will feel as if we are dying. If we love correctly, it will feel as if we are dying. But good news. Good news, my brothers and sisters. Jesus has conquered death. Jesus has conquered death. You have nothing to be afraid of. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to live as you were created to live, because Jesus Christ has set us free. He has conquered death. He gives to us the courage to pour out ourselves in love for each other. Not because it's the right thing to do, it's because it's what you were made for. If you truly want to live, you must pour yourself out in love. Service, love, compassion, sacrifice. Without sacrifice, there is no love. And so Jesus today, in his victory over sin and death, gives to us the courage to live. To live as we were created to live. That's the good news, my brothers and sisters. Because Jesus rose victorious, we can live. And live in freedom, and live without fear. When I say do not be afraid, I'm not asking you to not be afraid without the gospel. I'm asking you to not be afraid in the gospel. You see, the gospel message, when it comes and is a part of our life, it changes who we are. It changes how we think. It changes the whole way in which we approach the world. And everything that is important to the world is not in Jesus Christ. You will be weird in the world because you will live without fear. It's funny because the world will not admit the fear with which they live. And a lot of people out there, they will put it out there, they are free, right? I'm my own person, I make my own rules, I am free, I am free, I am free. I'm not afraid of nothing. Lie. Lies. My brothers and sisters. Not afraid of nothing. This little virus came around and everybody was afraid. Jesus Christ, victorious over the grave, gives us freedom today to live, my brothers and sisters, live with courage. Yes, to announce the gospel message of Jesus Christ, to stand and bear witness before others and proclaim it, yes. But just to live, we need this courage. Because the manner of our life reveals the gospel. It's supposed to. It's supposed to. And so the courage to do all of that, to live in an abundance and to outpour of ourselves, is today. This is where we draw our courage to do it today. All right. Season of Lent's over. Praise the Lord, it's over, right? No more purple. All you KU fans. No more purple, right? But now we enter into a new season. This is very important. Jesus rose from the dead. He could have just said, here's the Holy Spirit, I'm out of here. He doesn't. It takes him 40 days to be with his disciples. A whole season to be with them. Why? In order so that he can share with them the fullness of the gospel message in its fullness, in his resurrection. That they would make it their own with him. And then they would be prepared to receive the ultimate gift, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon the church. So that's what this one depicts. Mary in the midst of the apostles and disciples. St. Michael up there, and below St. Michael we see a dove. The beautiful thing is, right now, these paintings are not complete. We waited until we get them up there and get them pieced together and sealed together and everything. Then we will be able to paint the rays of the fire of the Holy Spirit breaking out. We didn't want to risk trying to paint that and then lining everything up. Probably wasn't going to line up. So once it's all up there and on the wall and set, then all of a sudden the artist's going to come in and finish it. Fire of the Holy Spirit pouring out upon the church. This is the ultimate goal of where we are going, my brothers and sisters. The season of Lent to the season of Easter to Pentecost. Pentecost launches us into ordinary time. The ordinary extraordinary of the miraculous life of the sons and daughters of God, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and living in the power of the Holy Spirit. Welcome to ordinary time, because that is exactly who we are and what we are supposed to be. Do not be afraid. Jesus has conquered death. Do not be afraid. Sickness, disease, expectation, jobs, homes, food, shelter, do not be afraid. Jesus has restored to us something greater than anything in this world. And we are invited to walk in that freedom, my